It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. This will be, a podcast that will, it's going to be short, it's not going to be very long. Not that I don't want to have a longer podcast. Sometimes we have to go the length necessary in order to make sure not only you get the message out you want to get out, but you want to make sure that your listeners get as much out of the podcast as possible. That doesn't always mean the longer the better, by the way. That just means the content needs to be pretty good. And sometimes it takes a little while to get through good content so folks like you can walk away from the podcast better. And that's really what my goal is. And having said that, I'm going to talk to you about why right now you're not Bruce Lee. Okay, why are you not Bruce Lee right now? So I'm hoping that most of you listening know who Bruce Lee was. Okay. If you don't know, you need to just Google Bruce Lee and everything Bruce Lee will pop up. I definitely recommend watching at least a handful of his movies, getting information on his. There's plenty of information out there on video or in books about his life and what he was up to and what he did. But Bruce Lee was the man. And when it comes to martial arts, especially Kung Fu, he was the go-to guy. And when it comes to being the best at whatever it is that you think is important, Bruce Lee was the best at what he thought was important, which was martial arts and Kung Fu. He also got into a lot of filmmaking. He was an author and speaker and was very much into promoting various types of Kung Fu and martial arts. So if you are familiar with Bruce Lee, you know all of that already. I'm not telling you anything new. But if you are not, for some reason, if you're not familiar with Bruce Lee, you need to get it on your to-do list like yesterday to look into Bruce Lee, check out some of his movies, you'll see what things were like watching movies in the 70s, by the way, but, you know, check them out. They're good. Especially when he takes on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And if you don't know who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is, you really need to do some homework. So please do it. So where am I going with all this? Why in the hell are you not Bruce Lee? Which another way of saying it really is, why are you not getting the results that you really want to get? So here's what I mean. In whatever is important to you, can you honestly say that you are at the best peak level you can possibly be? I mean, the list is long on what is important to all of us. And so if I look at my list, I mean, I want to be the best father I can be. I want to be the best husband I can be. I want to be the best investor I can be. And that translates into being the best apartment property owner, commercial real estate broker, apartment investment go-to guy. I want to be the best in all of that. And if I'm honest with myself, I'm not. And I actually know the reason why. And so I'm going to tell you the reason why. And I believe the reason why I'm not where I need to be in all of those things, where I want to be, where I think I should be, is probably the same reason, or at least one of the same reasons why you're not where you want to be or where you think you need to be. Now, if you're one of these people that is perfectly satisfied with everything in their lives. Congratulations. I admire you, and I mean that, by the way. I'm not trying to be, you know, like a smartass. I admire people that are like that. But I find myself always working to be better at the things that I feel are very important to me. Physical fitness is another one of those things. And I could keep, you know, going on and adding to the list. But when I talk with other people that have similar kind of aspirations, and not the same as mine, but similar in terms of wanting to be the best they can be at whatever they feel is important to them, I find that there's a hell of a lot of similarity between all of us. And so it's easy to spot the person that doesn't do any work or spend any time, effort, or energy on what they feel is important in order to achieve what they want to achieve or get to that point where they think, you know, they're at least satisfied with where they're at. You know, those people are easy to spot, right? I mean, they're never opening a book. They're not, you know, listening to a podcast like you are. They're just kind of wandering around hoping something's going to happen. And we're smart enough. I mean, by you listening to this podcast, you're smart enough to know that that's not the way it works. And by the way, the majority of people out there think that is that way it works. They think it's about luck and things will just happen to you. And, you know, you think positive thoughts and all that. And we know better than that. But most people don't. But they're easy to spot. They're easy to spot. So I'm not going to talk about them. I'm going to talk about you and me. And what I find what you and me do typically is we're actually active. Okay. We're listening to the podcast. We're opening the books. We're listening to the audiobooks. We're buying educational material, educational programs, whether it's online, whether it's delivered electronically, whether it's still in the, whether it's still CDs and books. Heck, I remember it doesn't feel like it was that long ago when I would be buying educational materials with cassettes and books. Remember cassettes? It wasn't that long ago, but I remember VHS tapes as well. And so I don't think us have a problem in looking for, finding, discovering information, okay, that will help us. And look, so before I go any further, there are degrees of this, you know, so the more time you spend looking, discovering, educating yourself through all of the methods that I've discussed, and there's even some I didn't mention, I mean, the more likely you're going to get to where you want to get to in terms of achievement with whatever's important to you, right? I mean, that kind of goes without saying, I think. So there are some degrees there. You know, the guy that reads four books a year versus the guy that reads four books a month, attends four conferences, listens to six podcasts, a week. I mean, there's probably going to be more success with that guy than the guy that just reads the four books, right? But I don't want to split those hairs. What I do want to talk about is what I think is in most people's ways, which is in my way most of the time, but it doesn't get talked about very much. And it's actually doing and taking action based on what you've heard, learned, and read, right? So how many times have you sat in on a presentation and thought there was really good information that you could use, that you enjoyed, that you thought would be useful to you? How many times have you gone to a conference, to a meeting, watched a video, read a book? I could keep going on and on. Listen to an audiobook, whatever. And you have said to yourself, that's a really good idea. You know, I could use that. Or, hey, I agree with what this author is saying. I mean, he or she is spot on with what they're talking about. Only to find you don't do a damn thing with the information, right? So I think a lot of us become really good at searching out information. And with maybe the expectation of maybe finding a magic pill or an easier way, when at the end of the day, if we're really honest with ourselves, there is no magic pill. There is no, quote, easy, lazy way to go in order to achieve the things that are important to you. At the end of the day, it takes discipline, work, ambition, time, and most of all, it takes action. It takes action. It takes implementation. It takes action. It takes implementation. You and I can read all the books in the world, listen to all the podcasts we need to, download every damn audiobook that we think is going to be great, listen to them, think we've got a lot out of them, feel better as a result of being a part of that book or educational program. But if we don't take action, if we don't implement what we've learned, not a damn thing is going to happen. And I think sometimes, and I'm included in this, I think by virtue of attending the conference, listening to the podcast, reading the book, listening to the audiobook, buying the program, we're somehow going to be better off, right? So it's kind of like watching a Bruce Lee movie and then thinking you know Kung Fu. Okay, it's like watching all of Bruce Lee's movies and then thinking you can go out and just start Kung Fuing and, you know, winning tournaments and being a black belt and all those kinds of things. I mean, that's kind of the way it is, right? I mean, it kind of is. It's like you think that just because you did that, now you know Kung Fu. You know, we know the answer to that, don't we? It's not the case. So by simply attending the conference, reading the book, you don't become what you read, what you listen to, what you hear, what you are exposed to until you start taking action. Now, I know this may sound like this is kind of elementary stuff, but I think a lot of us get caught up in this. I think a lot of us, you know, start checking the boxes on what we think is really going to help us. And we check all of those boxes except taking as much action as we need to take, doing what's necessary, and implementing if and when necessary. I mean, I know I could, those things important to me, if I would be better at this, I will be much, much closer to reaching my goals and being in a position where I'm very satisfied with what I have accomplished in those areas important to me. And I can pretty much tell you, the reason why I'm not in whatever area it is that's important to me is this thing that I'm talking about. It's taking as much massive action implementation towards the items that are most important to me versus almost substituting reading, listening, and learning for action. Now, again, don't get me wrong here, okay? You got to learn. You've got to be exposed to those things that will make changes in your life, right? But that is not a substitute for the change being made. So think about that. being exposed to, listening to, reading about, thinking about is not a substitute for taking the action to get to where you want to get to. And by the way, I find that parents are really bad at this. So, you know, they think because they send their son or daughter to one camp or one sports camp or one conference or one, and it can be sports, it can be the arts, it can be, it doesn't matter. It applies to all the same. I've got kids that have sports backgrounds, so I see it in sports all the time. But, you know, your kid, whether your kid's playing guitar, whether your kid wants to be the best tenor in the world or the best bass, the best soprano, whether they want to be the best saxophone player, the best dancer. I mean, it's all the same, right? Because a lot of parents think they send their kids to one or two of these camps, or they go to like somebody's presentation or watch a video or two. They think all of a sudden they are the best, and they can't understand why they're not, you know, starting. If it's maybe it's a high school varsity team, or maybe it's a club soccer team, or, you know, if they're playing in the band, why they're not, the head trombone player in the band. I mean, we could name hundreds of examples. It's because they think that just listening to, watching, being exposed to, you know, gets them to be Bruce Lee Kung Fu, right? That's what they think. A lot of parents think that. And this isn't a podcast criticizing parents because, I mean, I'm one of them. But I'm just saying I see that a lot. And I just think we're guilty of that. A lot of us are. So I told you this would be a short podcast, and it will be. So here's the thing I want you to think about. I want you to take, you know, if you're listening to this over the weekend, while you're mowing the lawn, while you're doing chores around the house, while you're, you know, working out, on your way somewhere, I want you to really give some serious thought to these things I'm going to mention to you. Number one, are you doing enough in terms of finding the right resources to help you get to where you want to get to for those important things in your life? You know, I work with a lot of folks that want to buy apartments and own apartments and invest in apartments and build their empire, right? I work with a lot of passive investors that want to do the same thing, active investors. What are you doing in order to get there? What are you doing to help yourself out in terms of education? Who are you being exposed to? What are you looking for? I consult with a lot of commercial real estate brokers, right? So what are you doing to get there? So first of all, what are you doing to help educate yourself, to give you the leverage you need, the knowledge you need to take the next step? But here's really the more important question. Then what are you doing? After you've exposed yourself, after you've learned, after you've attended the conference, after you've read the book, listened to the audio series, what are you doing? Honestly ask yourself, what are you doing? And you know, this is where you got to be honest with yourself, because if you're not being honest with yourself here, it's trouble. But reflect, what are you doing now? Okay. Now what are you doing? And the answer better be, after making the plan, you are taking massive, massive action, right? And by the way, massive action is not spending weeks making the plan. It's not, you know, creating 25 spreadsheets and, you know, it's not making an outline. It's not thinking. I'm just going to say it, it's fucking doing it. Okay? It's doing it. And it doesn't have to be perfect to do it. You've got to start doing it. And for those of you that are waiting for the perfect time to do it, I'm going to give you a little information that will help. And that is, and you know what I'm going to say, there is no perfect time. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. Never has, never will. So, action equals results. Implementation equals results, equals you getting to those parts of your life that you feel are important and getting to where you really want to be. And until you start doing that, you're never going to be Bruce Lee. You're not going to be Bruce Lee by watching, by listening, by thinking, by planning. You will by taking the massive action, the massive implementation it takes in order to get there. All right? Hey, have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend whenever you're listening to me. And as always, I welcome your comments and your feedback. Talk to you later. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.